Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 6th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Microsoft released a new AI assistant in preview called Dynamics 365 Copilot and based on OpenAI's technology. The software can draft contextual chat and email answers to customer questions, help marketers choose customer categories to target, and write product listings to sell goods and services. Microsoft says more AI announcements are planned for March 16th and will relate to workplace productivity, which likely pertains to its Office software suite. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple is preparing to launch a new lineup of laptops and desktops, including a new iMac, with shipping set for the second half of the year at the earliest for the iMac. The next iMac will reportedly keep the current 24-inch screen size and come in the same color options. A new M-series chip, likely the M3, will replace the M1, with some internal components relocated and redesigned. Gurman sources also say three new Macs are set to launch possibly in late spring or summer and could include a 15-inch MacBook Air, a Mac Pro with an M2 Ultra chip, and a refreshed 13-inch MacBook Air. BetterHelp, an online counseling company, agreed to pay $7.8 million to the Federal Trade Commission to settle charges that it improperly shared customer-sensitive data, despite promising to keep that data private. The FTC says the company used and revealed consumers' email addresses, IP addresses, and health questionnaire information to Facebook, Snapchat, Criteo, and Pinterest for advertising purposes. BetterHelp says its practices are industry standard, but also posted on its website that it understands, quote, the FTC's desire to set new precedents around consumer marketing, and we are happy to settle this matter with the agency. On Monday, the European Commission announced that Meta has agreed to be more transparent about changes to its privacy policy introduced in 2021. Last year, the European Consumer Organization and the European Network of Consumer Authorities argued that WhatsApp, which is owned by Meta, had violated the law by not clarifying the changes in plain and intelligible language. WhatsApp will explain changes to EU user contracts and how these could affect their rights. It will more prominently display ways for users to accept or reject the changes and make sure users can better control pop-up notifications on updates. Meta confirmed that WhatsApp users' personal data is not shared with other Meta companies or third parties for advertising purposes. Qualcomm's SVP and GM of Mobile, Compute, and XR Business Unit, Alex Katuzian, shared on his LinkedIn page that the Nothing Phone 2 will include a Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1 system on a chip. This was in a post congratulating Carl Pei and the Nothing team on the launch of the Phone 2. This information has since been removed from the post. Now, at Mobile World Congress 2023, Nothing announced that the Phone 2 would include a Snapdragon 8 series chip, but didn't offer more specifics. What Nothing has said is that its Ear 2 wireless earbuds will officially be announced at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on March 22nd during a live stream on its website. Speaking of earbuds, users of hearing aids who are also lovers of well-designed technology might want to check out the Eargo 7. If you already know Eargo the company, the 7 is the latest in its line of invisible hearing aids for those with mild to moderate hearing loss. Eargo offers a modern charging case, a personalized hearing profile, and most of the usual features that you find in conventional hearing aids. Also, Eargo's Sound Adjust adapts on the fly to noise wherever you are. They're also IPX7, so you can wear them in the shower. Battery lasts all day, and the case offers two full charges. The Eargo 7 is available now for $2,650 and includes customer support for setup. On Friday, Meta announced price cuts to its Quest VR headsets, and those prices are now live. The 256GB Meta Quest 2 is now $429. That's down from $499 and comes with two games, Golf Plus and Space Pirate Trainer DX. The 128GB model price is unchanged at $399. The Meta Quest Pro is now $999, which is $500 less than its previous price. The Windows 11 preview build 25309 that rolled out in the Insider Dev channel includes an enhanced audio mixer that lets users make individual adjustments to audio directly from the taskbar. Click on the volume icon or use Windows Control V to open the mixer directly. You can also use it to switch outputs, say between speakers and headphones, and adjust volume to individual sources like the browser. Basically, Windows is Sherlocking ear trumpet. And finally, R.W. Nash in our DTNS subreddit passed along a report from Bleeping Computer over the weekend that Microsoft's new Bing Chat has a secret celebrity mode that makes the tool impersonate celebrities when interacting with you. You have to ask Bing Chat to enable it, and then you ask them questions about their life, career, hobbies, opinions, and Microsoft says they'll respond in a way that matches their personality and style. Celebs include Tom Cruise, Kevin Hart, Beyonce, Tom Hanks, Diddy, LeBron James, and others. Bing Chat also can impersonate fictional characters like Harry Potter, Yoda, Katniss Everdeen, Sherlock Holmes, and Gollum. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.